today, visiting with Boone Mayor John Slight. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
And maybe officially, I haven't gotten the official word, but at the council meeting, alleys unrestricted again.
Supposedly today, and I haven't heard, but it sounds like today they'll open them up. So
yeah, Waylon did say, and he did have a couple of other things that we'll hit on those right away since we're at it. But the alleys, he was saying that at least, of course, now we got some rain coming too.
Right.
But he did say they had an opportunity. They went and did work on a lot of them, and obviously would love to do more, but you only have so much time and so much money. But, again, they've dried out pretty good.
And they did. This year, I think, worked out pretty well.
It was not bad.
Yeah, not bad. So
the others that are going on, we do know that, and he had talked about this late last year, calendar year, that one of the projects he would like to do is fix some of the loops.
Traffic lights,
the
yes.
traffic lights.
Yes.
And there are a couple of areas in particular, and that will create some a little adjustment in traffic for a little while.
Yes.
Mamie and Green.
Mamie
and Benton.
Mamie and Benton. So that, yeah, it will. So the north... What is it? The
northbound lane on the south side?
I think that's how I took it.
Yeah.
It's not reading or picking up when there's a car, when there's vehicles there. So the loop's not where it needs fixed. We've done this before. We had some trouble with the one on South Story where it wasn't reading correctly and people would sit. So we started getting calls. So it's just part of a routine maintenance, but we'll have to get them fixed and get them going.
It will create a little bit of a
traffic
problem while they're doing that. But again,
more to come on that. We'll let you know exactly when that's going to happen. It's in the plans.
He'll get us a press release and let us know. So, but again, they did start flushing the hydrants.
Yes.
And again, they got a process. They start around the water towers and work their way out.
And yeah, we've started to get some calls. I've had a few calls about, hey, my water's brown. Is there something going on? And I've already had it in my neighborhood. Yeah. And
If you see it,
let your water run a little bit, and usually it'll clear up. If for some reason it wouldn't clear up, let us know. But they're out doing it.
So again, this takes on all summer long.
Yeah.
Now. You got to follow it up. All right. Well, last night the council did approve, or actually, you had received the request for the Economic Development Week proclamation. Comes up in May, but Ames Economic Development, they get everybody on board for this.
They do. So
and,
Brenda with Ames Economic Development was there, and we didn't actually read the proclamation, but it's proclamations stating that Economic Development Week is coming in May, and so we were excited to do that. They've been great to work with. They've brought us a lot of things, a lot of ideas, and so we're happy to do that proclamation.
A lot of grant money. So, and one of the things that they did do was gave you, again, a brief, quick quarterly update on what's going on. They talked not only about the areas where some grant money's been secured, but also some of the funding opportunities and things like that. So you've got a lot of different things that have been going on. Labor force-wise, that's a big challenge.
It's always been a challenge. I know some of the things they're working on is more catalyst. The one catalyst grant's obviously in play already, which is next door here. There's a couple other ones we're working on.
I think Terry Mormon said the big one is
the National Building.
Yeah.
So he was, and I've not been in there, but couldn't say enough about how nice those apartments were in there, and so they're going to do some tuck pointing, some exterior work on that building. All this helps with all the downtown things, and they're moving ahead. Ames Economic Development's been fantastic at finding things that we ordinarily probably wouldn't find as far as dollars. They're traveling with a group from Boone today, matter of fact, heading out to Washington, D.C. City Administrator Scare, Councilman Mormon, and Councilman Byrd will travel with them. They'll meet with our delegation out there and pitch some of our projects and try to get some more money for us.
Do what
it's all
we
about
can.
The money. I used to go out there. I've been out there quite a few times, but we took in 1.6, I think, what it all totaled at the end, obviously for an overpass that never actually happened in that location, but we were able to, that money stayed earmarked for us, so we were able to use it later on.
Well, part of it was you did give some of it to the DOT to move up the timing on the overpass out east. The other part was the other portion of it you were able to secure to do your big paving project, your West Park Avenue and South.
Excited about that.
So coming along.
So last time when I talked about the overpass I had a resident that kept messaging me, why would you even talk about that? I said, well, my job's to let the residents know what's going on, and we're still trying to work on the trains, obviously,
sure,
moving them out. So I just thought it was odd that just kept badgering me about, well, why would you even talk about it? I said, well, my job is to let the residents know that the city's, you know, all, even though that project wasn't in the city limits, it was an important project for us because of public safety to get those trains moving, and we're not going to stop working on it until it's done. So
still working.
Yeah.
One thing, though, is it did open up access to really your newer development area, your industrial area,
right,
where Ag Certain is located.
Absolutely.
Again, it does allow access on that east end. That's where you actually put some of the city funds to pave that 200,000.
That's right.
200.
Yeah. And that's, you know, if you look back on our comprehensive plan, that area was picked or defined as an area for future growth. Obviously, the sticking point was the trains and trying to get over to that area. So now that the new overpass is done, we hope to see that grow and obviously become part of Boone. So,
And Ag Certain, another one of those that did secure a big grant. And again, you've been one of those that have been out, be able to get out there and see some of the things that they're talking about doing.
And so
they've pretty
impressive.
Got a pretty good commitment
to
the community here. Everything comes together on that. Well, one area that besides the work that's going on there and on the economic development side, but we did get updates. And again, you have to do the documentation, the paperwork on it, but the new insurance carrier and stuff.
Yes.
And those were areas where it definitely saved you some money.
Yes. Insurance has always been an issue with the city as far as I remember. We've always fought, you know, we've used different insurance companies. We've belonged to different groups. We've self-insured to a certain point. We've done a variety. We've really had our employees buy in, where we've created a group that helps us identify issues we have with our health insurance. So at the end of the day, we're always looking to save money. And this next move to this new group will save us a substantial amount of money. Yeah. So
bottom line is, the group that you were in actually was pretty good
for
several years.
Yeah.
But you started losing members.
We did.
And now this new group, you've got some counties in there, you've got some cities,
right,
got some schools.
Yes.
So it's a pretty sizable group.
Yep. It's just something you got to look at and shop at every once in a while and make sure that we're getting the best for our employees at, for the most value. So.
And that was when you made that move, that was one of those where the state had made that change in the rollback number, so you knew you had about 200,000 to cover.
Right.
And that actually anticipated premium to what you got for the new year is going to be pretty good.
Pretty good savings.
Helps you out immensely.
It does.
All right, finally, well, we didn't get to do bids last night on the extension of the fire department, but basically staff wanted to take a look. The numbers that had come in, do you want to move forward with the project? Again, this is because fire department secured a grant to get a new truck. And basically, it's going to be coming. It's one of those, they don't build them overnight.
No, it takes about 9 months to build that thing.
But, so got to have a house for it.
Yeah. The issue is the floor in the stalls in the fire department. So there's a basement underneath. With the newer trucks, obviously, they're heavier. This happens to be a pumper truck, be full of water. So the issue was the weight on that floor. We've had structural engineers look. We've looked this thing over. We need to do an extension to that building. And we've talked about it for a long time. So actually put it out for bids a while back.
Much higher than
much
you expected.
Yeah, they were much higher, so we didn't do anything. Looked at it again. And so the low bid came in at $793,700, which is, we were a little short on we had anticipated about $166,000. So the staff went to work looking for where could we find these dollars. And we've had some money sitting that was COVID money for emergency services. And so we've decided, and the council agreed last night, let's take that money. Keep in mind, we made a very good point, or we can't have any change orders because we're way over where we want to be anyway. So this thing's got to go smoothly. And
and you do have local contractors.
We do. So it was Grayball Construction that had the low bid. And so the next meeting we'll
actually get the bids.
We'll get the bids and go from there. So,
but again, it was a matter of these are our opportunities to fund this. What right. does the council want to do?
So that money kind of fit because it is for emergency services and obviously the fire department. So, but we need a place to store it. I mean, we've basically got a truck that we got a grant for, and there's a little. I mean, that price shot up a little bit, too, so that cost us an extra $40,000. But still, at the end of the day, it's hard to turn down a fire truck, basically almost free.
A new one.
Yeah.
And it's not like your trucks haven't been getting a...
No, we've tried to cycle these things out through the years. They're older. These trucks are older. They may not look older because they take such good care of them, but, and they're used a lot. So, well, I mean, they're out all the time.
They'll do what they need to do to keep moving them around.
That's right.
So. It's a full house over there, too, by the way. So, one of the other issues on the budget that goes into effect is do we want to go forward with a rec director position? And there was discussion about that last night. And, and council still feels that that is something. I know one of the issues people keep talking about, well, why do you need it? You don't have a rec center.
Yeah. So this
we didn't have a rec center before.
Exactly. So I go back to when I first became mayor, we had a rec director, city rec director. That rec director basically oversees all the volunteer programs, the soccer, the flag football, the basketball, all kinds of things. I'll miss a bunch, so I'm not even going to try. Yeah. But there's a whole group of volunteers out there that are running these different leagues. And we used to have a rec director that would oversee those. Well, when the Y came to Boone, they came to the city and says, hey, would you be willing to kind of work with us? So at that time, we decided to transition to the Y. Obviously, the Y no longer exists. So we're kind of back where we started. And I've heard people say, well, if you don't have a wellness center, why do you? So this is broader than just a facility. Now, if a facility would ever happen, obviously the rec director would play a major part in that. So there's a committee that met the other day for the first time, and it's a wellness center committee just looking at possible locations, how this thing would look overall as far as with a rec director. You know, and to see if this thing could grow into something. No decisions have been made. They just met, so this thing could go on quite a while. But anyway, so the council did. We did budget for a rec director, so the council felt like that this could be the start of something as far as bringing a lot of these programs together, make it just under more
going,
one vision.
Going back to what you had when you first came on.
I think it would be great for the if you talk to the volunteers out there. They're doing the coaching, and I appreciate those people because. I mean, it takes up a lot of their time. And so if they had a rec director helping them and overseeing some of these things, I think it would be a huge benefit for our kids. So,
right now it's strictly job description, look for some comparisons and things like that.
Yep.
Another personnel-related issue is IT-related.
Yes.
And we know that our contractor has helped the city for many years.
Many, many years.
And very economically, we want to point out. But not going to be able to continue to do that service. So now you're getting to the point where can we share with somebody else?
Right.
And so starting to investigate that, and once
we
hear back on that, then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll kind of move forward from there. But I know City Administrator Scares reached out to the county to see if there's any possibility of sharing that position, which I always felt like sharing in some of these instances is good for both entities. So we'll see what happens. We're waiting to hear back, but obviously we're going to end up paying more. We were getting by pretty good, I think $14,000-$15,000 a year, but handled all of our IT stuff, handled all the security, all that type. There's a lot, and we have to protect those things. And you know, we've done everything from buying more insurance to doing things, but now we need that person that oversees that. And
so
make sure
they are a premium. Getting good IT people is always a premium.
Yes.
So that is something that just really getting started at this point in time to see what's happening there. Looking at and did agree we're going to go ahead with a housing study, Mid-Iowa Planning. They've already been helping you with doing some codification, checking on the zoning ordinance and things like that. But
The study will kind of show us, you know, what are we building the right things? Are we you know, it'll basically do an inventory of what we do have and what the future possible inventory of types of housing that we have. You know, do we need more low to moderate income housing? Do we need some higher end housing? But this study will help show that. So,
well, and that's it. Yeah, have a lot of things that are happening. Are we building the right things for what we need?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking probably right now you're in the position, anything we build is probably going to be a better.
It is. We
benefit the overall thing. But yeah, give you some directions. Kind of ties in with like a comprehensive plan.
It does.
What you're going to be
doing. A lot of people, oh, geez, you're doing another study. Well, sometimes you need to do these studies to show what you really have or what you don't have. And so that's where this will help us in deciding as for our future growth.
I know there were a few other things, and we'll touch on some of those, but one of the big discussions last night was you had a resident that wanted to express his concern about the recent Pride event that was held downtown in the green space. Not city-sponsored, it was a private event, but he had expressed his concern and his thoughts about it, and that discussion went on for a little while.
It did. The resident was Daniel Fredrickson, and he actually sent me an email with some pictures and things that were that happened at the Pride event, and he basically just wanted to come forward, let us know as the council and the city that he doesn't think what was going on there was right. He felt like it was sexualizing children, and this, so he got a little heated at times because the person that put on the event was there, and there was a question whether a book was read to these kids on transitioning, and then she indicated that it was a book about colors and different. So this thing went on and on and on, and you know, he has his opinion, and she had hers, and I've always felt like if a resident wants to come forward and has a complaint, I always let them speak. So I did that. The council indicated that we didn't really have any say, and because Convention Visitors Bureau oversees the green space. Mm-hmm. So back when this thing was finally complete, we reached out to the chamber, said, do you want to, they didn't want anything to do with it at the time. So Convention Visitors Bureau took it. And so now when you rent that space, you have to go through them to get approval.
Through CVB.
And so we really didn't have any say on that. So
part of the guidelines you had put out, though, was no discrimination.
No discrimination, correct. Yeah. So
anyway, it was a private event.
It was, yeah. Private event in a public place. Yeah. So,
and again, it was rented. So
right.
That's what happened. So at this point, anyway, again, council did not take any action, but they did get a chance to hear the comments. A couple other things that did come up. We do know that, and Linda Williams, and Linda's been following this closely, we have the group coming, next week, I think it is, from the state, the Main Street program. Right. And they're going to be going around and doing some assessing and putting together kind of a plan to help make that Main Street application better. And I know on the council side, economic development-wise, and with some of the downtown things, pretty excited about that, being able to continue to follow that.
Yeah, so there's a group that's working on this, and obviously Linda's very involved in it, and so she updates us almost every council meeting on what they've been doing. So this group will come into town, you know, take a good look around, interview some people, talk to some different folks, see what, you know, and they'll basically lay out what they believe the city of Boone needs to do to be a Main Street community. And because we failed the first time to get it. Mm-hmm. And so now they're working on it, and it's every other year. So we're working on it now to try to get it for the next time.
Next time they apply in 24. And again, it's, we've had a couple of different events that they've done. I think there's enthusiasm.
There is.
Both, because one of your concerns all along was you could not make it all public.
Right.
It needed to be a public-private partnership.
Yes.
And we're starting to see a lot of groups or a lot of individuals starting to step up and do some things. So we'll see how that goes. Council did decide to give the chamber actually for Pufferbilly Days an allocation to help with the event. And I know there's ongoing discussion about it's going to be different.
It is going to be different. And that was brought up last night. So the chamber asked for $10,000. Last year we gave them $5,000. Long story there, but we ended up, they got $5,000. So the council split it in the middle and ended up going with $7,500. And so there was a little discussion about Pufferbilly. And, you know, I even said, I just hope you have a lot of things going on downtown, because growing up here, I just know that after the parade, a lot of people trend downtown to see the vendors and do it. Those vendors are not going to be there. So they'll have other events going on. And I think the whole thing is going to be quite a bit different. So
we'll see what happens.
More to come on that. So, yeah.
It's not the first time changes have been made with it.
No.
So, anyway, at this point in time, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The item came out in the recent newsletter from the city. Citywide cleanup's coming.
Yes, yes. One of my favorites.
It's coming. Not
Love
that
it.
Far away.
Nope. It'll be coming up. And if you need, every year we get questions, what can you put out, what can't you? Go to our website or call in, call the city. We'll indicate what you can put out, what you can't, what dates, because you got to have your stuff set out. We're only going through once, and this is at least a two-week project for our public works crew and other volunteers that help out. So hopefully they have good weather for it and it's not hot.
Not hot and rainy.
Yeah.
Last year it was wet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That seemed...
Yeah. They do a great job, though.
That one comes back to kind of back to mind that it was wet and heavy.
Yeah.
I know you got your 65 tons. It never takes you long to get through that.
No, no.
All right. Once again, we've got some committee meetings that'll be coming up, making some adjustments because of the personnel makeup of those committees. But we'll have that next meeting for the council. It's going to be the 1st of May.
Yes.
We know deadline coming up, again, with B.J. McGinn's vacancy there.
Yep. 26th.
That'll be on the 26th. And if there is a petition calling for a special election, should be into the into the city clerk or to Andrea's office by the 27th.
Right.
So see what happens and go from there.
We'll go from there, see what happens.
Boone Mayor John Slide, a guest on our program today. Thanks for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.